All right, welcome to another session of Putting in the Bar Lines. This is a very common problem for guitarists and maybe musicians of lots of different... I think it's probably mostly guitarists because pianists have sheet music. They're almost always reading. And almost all the other instruments, you know, clarinet, saxophone, flute, whatever, they're all reading. Guitar is the only instrument that tends to not... And maybe ukulele, you know, tends to not read in standard notation. You know, you would never think of downloading just a bunch of lyrics and some chords, you know, if you played, you know, oboe or something. It would be impossible, you know. Maybe bass, if you're a rock bass player or something. But so I think guitar is mostly, and this is a very common problem. So we just happen to be doing this, name of the song is City of Stars from La La Land. And it's just the chords and the lyrics, you know, that you download for free off the internet. And so the question is, you know, how can you sing along to this when you don't even know how many beats to the bar or where the bar lines are or anything like that? So we have to listen to it. I queued it up on Spotify and it sounds like this.
Stars, are you shining just for me?
Now, if you had to, before I tell you what the beat is, if you had to tell me what the beat is, like what's the pulse? You know, can you tap the pulse of the song? What do I mean by the pulse? Like the rhythmic,
felt it from the first embrace,
the rhythmic unit. Like tap along to the song. Just like on your knee.
Kind of can tell it, but...
Yeah, I mean, just do it on your knee, like tap along.
Tap along?
Like tap on your lap.
Just one thing everybody wants.
Yeah, you can't hear it on the audio, but he's going like this. And he's absolutely right. Right? So that's the first thing. You have to establish some kind of pulse. Next thing, let's call them beats. When he comes in with the G minor,
right.
How many beats of that until the chord changes? All right, here it comes.
City of stars,
right there. How many was it?
Four.
It's four, yeah. And a big hint is that most music's in 4/4.
Yeah.
You know, and we already knew. He had a sample copy from some website where you get just the first page. But it has like the logo on it, like so they have that too. I'm just getting distracted because his is in Chinese. It says "Let's play guitar" under it, but it's some website where you have to buy the program, and that's how they get you to spend money. They give you the first page for free. So now that we have the pulse established, we're gonna put in the bar lines. So as I was saying, we're gonna put the bar lines in. If we listen from the beginning. Let's see how many beats are G minor before the vocals come in. Any guesses? How many beats of G minor was there before the vocals even came in?
Four?
It was four sets of four. I'll explain what I mean. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4,
right?
So what that means is four bars of G intro, G minor, excuse me.
Yeah.
So intro is G minor, and you would write it like this. Right? And then we got one bar G minor, City of Stars, and then switch. 2, 3, 4, me. It's one bar of C and one bar of D minor. Try and play along with it to see if I'm right. All right, when he comes in.
Are you shy?
2, 3, oh wait, I'm sorry. Two more bars. Go ahead, G, 3, 4, switch. 2, 3, 4, D minor. 2, 3, 4, 1. Wait, no. All right, so hang on. All right, so play along with it. Here it is again.
There's some city of stars.
think it's here. And then how many bars of D minor?
Two bars,
that's right. That's right. So we're going to write it. Now, you could write it right over the lyrics, but the problem I have with that is, like, now you have this empty space here. You see City of Stars and there's a C. And if you close the bar line there, then what's all this empty space for Are You Shining Just For Me? Is that an extra bar or is it just... It's very difficult to do it like this. It's very difficult for someone to put the bar lines in within the lyrics. So I always just do it to the side. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. We'll talk about how to sing it in a minute. But then I'd put a repeat symbol after the D minor. Mm-hmm. Right. So that's flawless notation right there, except for I didn't put 4-4 in, so let me write that. You know? And then, does it just repeat from there?
There is only one bar for C chord.
Yeah, one bar for C, yeah. Let's see, does it just repeat there?
There's so much that I can't see.
Aha. So the second time around, it went to F. So G minor, C, and then it goes to F. All right, mm-hmm. So let's play through it to see if I'm right. Right from the verse, 2, 3, 4. City of stars, da 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 da. And then city of stars, da 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 da. Sound pretty good so far, right? Let's check it from further from there.
No.
All right. Alright, now on the sheet music here, we see an A minor after the F chord.
Right.
On your little chart. I don't hear that in there. Maybe I'm going to listen again.
So much that I can't. There's so much that I can't see. No.
Maybe just for a second. So we could put that in like on the last beat maybe. So much that I can have. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Who knows? But I think it's pretty immaterial. We could get rid of that chord. Mm-hmm. So you could put it in on the fourth beat of the second bar of F if you wanted to, but I'm going to cross it out. I think it's immaterial. And then we'll take it from there. Try and tell me from the word nose how many beats per chord there.
I felt it from.
Alright, so. Here it comes. So.
Who knows? I felt it from the first embrace.
Alright, how many beats of G minor do you think? 4, yeah. So it's one bar G minor. How many C's?
I didn't notice.
It was 4 as well. And then we got to F again. So I'm kind of speeding up the process here. So here's Who Knows.
I felt it from the first embrace I shared with you.
Okay. Now this is a little... I'll help you a little what's going on here. This says F7 with a dash. And that's just cruddy notation for C major 7. It's just silly. I mean, that's just not even real notation. So that's, you know, these are the battles that we deal with free music on the internet, is, you know, cruddy charts. And that's the technical term. It's F major 7. And then F7. So I'll teach you how to play those. You do regular F.
Regular F.
Yep. For this guy, and then you do F, but the top string is open.
Top string is open.
Meaning the first string, the string that's furthest away from your face. Yeah, and then make sure you hit the, otherwise it sounds like A minor. Yeah, that's F major 7. Alright, so I'll teach you a new chord there. And that only comes for 2 beats. And then you got F7, which you kind of need a bar chord for. Right? Good man. So let's practice that whole line from Who Knows, okay? Mm-hmm. So 2, 3, who knows? And then F for 2 and F major 7 and then F7 for 4 beats. There you go, nice job. And then let's keep listening from there. Good. Any educated guesses on how many beats per G minor and how many beats per A7 right there?
I guess all 4.
Yeah, it's 4 again. And we'll check this. Right? And I'm going to put a double bar line at the end of that section, which is what that means. Most music is written in 8 bar sections or some multiple of 8. In this case, we got 16.
Right.
So that makes a nice, neat little verse. And it's most likely that you won't have... It's not going to be this much work the whole song. You might think, man, this is way too much work. I don't even want to play this song anymore. You know, but it's not... It'll be the same music, most likely. We'll see. We'll check it. You know, so in the second verse, let's see if we can... You know, play along and see if it still fits.
Just one thing everybody wants.
Coming up with the second line.
There in the bars and through the smoke screen of the crowded restaurant. It's love. Yes, all we're looking for is love for someone else.
So everything fit pretty well up to that point. There's just something I want to go back and listen to with the A minor business.
In the bars and through the smoke screen of the crowded restaurant. It's love. Yes,
okay. Alright, so I want to check something there.
It's love. Yes, all we're looking for.
Alright, so on that second time, I heard the A minor more pronounced on the word restaurants. Listen to where it...
There in the bars and through the smoke screen of the crowded restaurant.
Okay, but so now it makes me think, well, maybe I missed something in verse 1. So let me go back and check that spot. I know I'm being a little anal here.
There's so much that I can't see.
No. So it's just F. So it's not there that we didn't hear the restaurants thing. And F and A minor substitute for each other, but that's beyond the scope of today. So what it means for chart writing is if you want to address that A minor, then you do have to rewrite the section. You could call it A2 or something, you know, second verse, and just rewrite it. This may seem a bit painstaking, but if you want to play it the way it's written, the eighth bar of when the female sings, they do play the A minor. Right? So otherwise, it's the same. Any questions about this so far?
No.
Alright, and then let's check the chorus. I'm dying to get to the chorus here. And then I'll let you ask questions about how to sing it and things like that. So I didn't name it a different section. I just put A2. Alright, because it's mostly the same. And then let's listen to the next section.
Come true. City of stars.
Alright, so here's A2.
Just one thing
to the they didn't quite make it to the the D minor there. So I rewrote the whole form of the verse, but it didn't end on D minor. It goes right into the chorus. And there's a slight pickup of tempo there, you know. So I don't remember the Italian word for faster than you were. But I'll just put in English faster, a little faster, you know. And then it goes right into the B flat. See if you can count how many beats on the B flat. We're in the chorus now. Right here. Look in somebody's eyes to light up the skies to open the world. Alright, what'd you guess?
Four.
It's four, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then let's. World is a man's tight. A dance. Look in somebody's eyes to light up the skies to open the world. Thing again. And you'll be alright. Two of those. I don't care if I know. And then it's repeating. Cause all that I need is this crazy feeling. I had 10 times of my heart. Think I wanted to stay. Alright, so we could repeat that first, make this a first ending. So I'll put a 1 there. And then I'll put a 2 here. And put a 7 there. And then let's listen to that transition. I know just where I will go. Cause all that I need is this crazy feeling. I got 10 times. And there's the D minor. Think I wanted to stay. And there's a slight retard. I'll put a fermata here. A fermata is like you hold the music for a second. It's like the little bird's eye symbol.
What does it mean?
It means you just hold it from like a second before you hit the D minor. Don't just like there's a slight pause there, basically.
Will it just interrupt the beat of the song?
Yeah, they interrupt.
This bar will be longer than the other.
Yeah, bars. They interrupt the beat of the song. That's a perfect way to describe it.
Oh yeah.
You know, if you listen to it, right in that point. Like if you tap along, I would have gotten to D minor too soon, right? So there you go. All right, now what do we got? Probably another verse. And I'll put a little slower. Never shine so brightly. Okay, but it's not a full verse. It's just a portion of it. So let's listen to that again and rewrite that, and we're almost done. So from the D minor. All right, here's G minor. Are you shining just for me? 1, 2, 3, 4. And there's our fermata again. Never shine so brightly. Two, three, four, 1, 2, 3. It ends on 3. So I'll just put some rhythmic notation there. You don't have to know what that means, but it means it ends on B3. Mm-hmm. It looks like a meat cleaver. It just means it's a whole note, a half note, excuse me. So, before you ask me any questions about how to sing it, let's play the whole song through.
Right. Okay.
Should we play it with the recording or without? Both are useful.
Yeah, either is fine for me.
I think we should do it without.
Okay.
One question, do you know how to do C sharp diminished? For those of you who don't know how to do that chord, you could do A7 to substitute for it. And that's a music theory thing that we don't have time to go into right now. So play like A7. Now if you're going to try and look at their diagrams, don't use them. It's those diagrams stink. I could tell you...
Why not use them?
I could tell you a better way to play C sharp diminished, but it would be just as well to just substitute A7 for that chord. A7 looks like A without the middle guy. So do regular A major. Let me hear that A7 again. Go ahead, let me hear A7. Yeah. For those of you who are curious, however, I will write up the C sharp diminished chord that I think would be better. And it's like, it's the top four strings. Strings 4, 3, 2, and 1. Frets 2, 3, 2, 3 in that order. Try my little version of it.
How do you?
So if you notice, two out of the four notes are the same as they were for A7. And so you're just going to, you're just going to take finger 3 and put it on string 3. No, leave 1 and 2 where they were. Like where they were for A7. It looks like a parallelogram, kind of. Alright? So that's just, but in on the fly, oh, and by the way, you'd only hit the top four strings. But on the fly, you can use A7 instead, and it'll be perfectly acceptable. Okay. Alright? I think we should play along. I changed my mind. Let's play along with the song and check if my chart is right. Alright, hold on. So, unfortunately with this thing, I can't count it in. We're just going to start when we hear the music. And here starts the verse. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, C, D minor. And make sure you're strumming. One more thing. Make sure you're strumming in the beat of the song. Like, before you play any chords. Like... You got the rhythm of the song. Very good. Let's go back from the beginning. Here we go. Nice and quiet. Listen to the song more than you listen to yourself. Very pretty song. Let's go over the B flat for a minute. You don't have to play B flat major 7. I could show it to you. Maybe I'll write it. Actually, they have a diagram here that actually is right with the bar there. So I'll circle it on your sheet. But if you don't want to learn that, yeah, that's it right there. Beautiful, beautiful. So how did it work out? We were able to follow it pretty well, right?
Right.
It was well worth, let me ask you this, was it well worth the effort? It took us 25 minutes to do that.
Yeah.
But now you got this song the rest of your life.
Right.
And then now, even more important for your goals is to be able to sing along to this. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't know the beats and how it all falls, it's impossible to learn. Not impossible, but you'd have to memorize the song. And anyone else who wants to play along with you would have to memorize the song first. They couldn't just, whereas now you can just hand someone a sheet. You can meet any pianist, walk into a piano bar and say, you know, I don't know if they even still have piano bars, but, you know, back in the day, anyone could just walk in and name the tune and he would be expected to know it. Nowadays, it'd be, if you walked in and said City of Stars and he doesn't know it and you hand him this, Bob's your uncle. He could play it, and you could sing it. You know. Now, in terms of matching up the words to the voice, so I guess for those of you who want to listen on, we can do another session to tag on the end of this about singing along. But that's the story in terms of adding the bar lines in. So it's well worth the work, and it gets easier and easier the more you do it. The nice thing was that you already knew, you could tell me how many beats were per chord they were. And that type of listening is really what develops your ear as a musician. I want to just digress on this for 2 seconds. When I was a kid, I used to listen to, I remember listening to some of the more complicated Paul Simon songs. You ever heard of Simon and Garfunkel? So, and he had some really cool chords and things. I would transcribe those chords by ear. And that helped me with my ear, but it also helped with the rhythm because I'd write it down in bar lines. I spent a lot of time doing this, and you'll never regret the time spent. Any fool can spend, you know, however much sheet music costs, like real proper sheet music. You could buy this song for maybe $3, $4, $5 or something online in standard notation. But it develops your ears greatly to do it yourself. So well done. And we'll continue this in the next track about the singing.